Honey, the power's out.
Flashlight's dead. Can't find batteries.
Hey, neighbors. Want to borrow my Star Patrol spotlight?
That flashlight lights up the whole house.
Watch. The Star Patrol can light up the whole neighborhood. It can illuminate up to a half mile away.
A half mile? That's insanely bright.
And the turbo boost increases brightness up to 100%.
Whoa, now that's insanely bright.
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a flashlight, spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. And with an ultra-fast USB power bank, you can even charge your phone with it. Plus, the Star Patrol is fully rechargeable and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
So how do I get one of these Star Patrols?
Go to GetStarPatrol.com and you'll get it with free turbo boost, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Again, that's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.
Well, Neil, welcome back to Broadhurst Park on a Saturday. What's the mood in the camp like after that superb display against Basford on Tuesday?
Really good. I don't just think it's been Basford. I think it was Matlock, I think it was Scarborough. I think it was, you know, kind of the things that happened after the Stalybridge game really brought us together. We had a good hour together after the game, and we kind of put a few things right that was wrong. And the lads have challenged each other, and I think the last three performances have been really good. Probably deserve 7 instead of 6 out of 9. But, you know, we got back here today after two tough away games, and, you know, we're looking forward to coming out at 3 o'clock and playing in front of our fans.
Statle Paul's come up with a surprising stat that we have to go back a very long way for a Saturday home win. I mean, that's in competitive action. I know COVID's in the way, yeah. But you know how people love numbers and dates and that kind of thing. But we are due a win here on a Saturday, aren't we?
Do we know how long it is?
I think it's October last year.
October last year, right, OK. Right, so, yeah, we definitely due a home win. Listen, it couldn't be any better today. You know, we're on the back of, you know, a couple of good performances. We're definitely on the back of a good 3 points. No, international football weekend, so no league football. So, hopefully, we'll get a few more through the gate. And we're playing a good brand of football. And I think, you know, we are unbeaten at home this season in the league, so we want to continue that. And hopefully, you know, come from quarter to five today, we've got that 3 points, that elusive 3 points at home.
So, injuries, how's it looking?
Wadaka's out. He's making good progress, though. You know, we're probably 2 or 3 weeks away, so he'll probably hit the 4 week mark, being out instead of, you know, the 4 to 6 week mark, so that'll be good. I've left Hayden Campbell out today, and I brought back Jonathan Smith. So that's Joe White and Jonathan Smith back in. So, you know, we're nearly at a full bill of health now. We are talking to one more player this week, just about bolstering the squad, an additional wide player. But, you know, we'll see if that comes to fruition or not. But we're happy with the squad at the minute. It's not nice leaving people out. I had to leave Hayden out last night, but, you know, it's part and parcel of the job. So, you know, the lads who take to the field today will be the same as that started on Tuesday night. Don't feel that we need to change that, but what we might have to do is look to the bench early, because we might get tired legs after 60-65 minutes.
What do you think of the challenge today at Nantwich Town? Because obviously they had a great start, then they went off the boil. I think Dave's gone back to basics now and has really shored things up, so they're going to be tough to break down, I think, today.
Well, you know, one thing's going to happen, probably Cockerline scores, doesn't it? You know, that usually happens when an old player comes back. But listen, they're a good side, you know, and I'm not surprised they drew with South Shields. I'm not surprised they got, you know, a good win. What they have got an advantage of today is that they got the game call off in midweek, so they'll be fully rested, they'll be recuperated, they should be high energy levels. But he's always got a good side, and we've got, you know, we've had good games. I know people talk about a little bit of needle that happened down at Nantwich, but that's part and parcel of football. Today it's two good attacking football teams going toe to toe with each other, and I'm sure he'll be wary of us like we're wary of them, but we've got to stick to our game plan and get on with it. And like you say, you know, hopefully, you know, we bring on that 3 points, because it is a long time overdue.